Say it's a joy to be here this morning. I appreciate another opportunity to stand and appreciate another opportunity to be here at Mountain View one more time. And I didn't know Randy wasn't going to be here when he asked me. And I told my wife on the way over here, I said, I don't think Randy's going to be here. And we pulled up and he wasn't here. And I got a little bit more nervous. I don't know why, but I did. But nevertheless, this morning we're here. It's falling our lot again to stand. And all I know to do is to give you what the Lord gives us. I appreciate the songs, and I appreciate that there's a well that I've drawn out of for many years. And it's never ran dry. It's never going to run dry. And I'm thankful that I do. And I don't know this morning. I may testify for a minute. But I'm thankful that I've got something that I can leave behind. And I don't have a whole lot of monetary value. I don't have a whole lot of things that I own to my name. But I'll tell you what. I do got something that I've got a testimony that I have that I try to live out. It ain't always that it follow exactly what I need to do in the Lord, but I'm telling you what, it's a joy to serve the Lord this morning. It really is. But I don't know this morning. I got a thought, and I guess Brother Dwight called us last night. We had been talking about some things, and he called us last night and asked us about a certain scripture. And we got home and began to read and study and ponder on it. And the Lord passed by our way and gave us this scripture that we're about to read here. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what we'll say or do from it. But nevertheless, this morning we're going to give the Lord the opportunity to use us this morning. But nevertheless, you got your Bibles, you want to read with us. We'll read in the fourth chapter of the First John this morning. So that's the First John, the fourth chapter, and we'll read, I guess, a few verses there, and we may flip over to Matthew, the fourth chapter. I'm not real sure. We'll see where the Lord takes it. But nevertheless, this morning it says in the first verse, it said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit." Or try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not God, not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, that we not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. For God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. And herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And I will read just one verse. You ain't got to flip there, but in the fourth chapter of Matthew, we'll read just the first verse this morning. And I don't know, like I said, what we'll say or do from it, but nevertheless, this morning, it's what we got on our heart. But in the first verse of the fourth chapter of St. Matthew, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That's all we feel like reading this morning. I know it may be strange, may be a peculiar reading. I don't know, like I said, what we'll say or do from it, but I do desire your prayers this morning that we can get ourselves out of the way for just a minute, that the Lord might be able to use us and for his honor and his glory this morning. But nevertheless, if we had a simple thought, just maybe what's the closest to our heart, and this morning it would be what spirit are you following this morning? I don't know today what we'll say or do from it, but I begin to think as we talked yesterday on the phone and afterwards, and just all night really and all morning, I begin to think about the spirits that we follow. We always say around the churches that we go to, just follow the Spirit of the Lord. This morning, follow the Spirit of the Lord is what we say. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know today, but I thought about the spirits that we follow today. And I know in the fourth chapter here it says, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And I thought about today just how easy it is to follow after the wrong spirit today. And I don't know, we may be able to get to a place to preach here in just a minute, but I thought about, I may have to testify for just a minute. I know, you know me, Bruce said it, I ain't no stranger around here, but I'm very peculiar, I guess, very strange in how I deliver things today, until I get to a place where I can really get there today. But I thought about just exactly what people think it is that they're going to miss out in the world today. You ask them today, well, I'm going to miss this and I'm going to miss that today, and everybody's going to think this and that of me. Well, let me just tell you what you're going to miss from the Lord for just a minute today. You're going to miss peace. You're going to miss joy. You're going to miss the happiness today. Yes, you are. Today you say, no, I can do whatever I want, and I'll follow whatever spirit I want. Well, you go right ahead, and you see what life you live. Today I've been there. Today I've tried to follow the spirit and that of the world today, and I'll tell you where it got me. It got me into a miserable, miserable shape. Yes, it did. You ask my wife, when I don't follow the Spirit of the Lord and I don't do what I'm supposed to do, I am pretty rough to live with. Yes, I am. Why is that? Because I told a whooping today. And guess what? You ever whipped your kids, or sister got a whooping yourself. It didn't feel too good. You wanted to mope around for a little while today because you didn't follow the right spirit. You can ask my kids. You can ask them. Today they don't do something right. And they've been told and told and told. The consequences come today. And guess what? They puff up and get mad at me and their mom. Yes, they do. But what's the, you can ask them the one thing I ask them. Whose fault was it? Whose fault was it? I didn't tell you not to do it. I didn't tell you to do it. Today, no, sir. Today, you just bear with me and pray. I'm trying to get there. Yes, I am. I'd love to preach to you today about following the right spirit. Today, yes, sir. Yes, I would. Today, but you know you can read throughout the Bible today there was many people that followed after the wrong spirit, and it led them to a place that they didn't want to be there today. Yes, sir. Today, I'll say followed after their self. Today, you know the story in that of Jonah. There ended up in the belly of the whale. We know there was a great fish that swallowed him up because he didn't go where God told him to go today. And guess what? At the end of the day, he ended up where God told him to be. Yes, sir. But he had to go through some things because he went on his own. Today, you say, well, if I follow after the right spirit, I won't have any trials or tribulations. No, that's not what I'm saying, and I can prove it to you. In the fourth chapter of Matthew, you keep reading there and you see what happened. It said that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And it goes on down and he begins to be tempted. But there, this is what I want to get to here. It said, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written that thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Today, ain't it good today when our eyes are singular? Today we can't. It says in Luke, I believe the 16th chapter, the 13th verse, I believe it is. It says you can't serve two masters. Today you'll love one and hate the other. Today, how about this morning? I just want you to follow after the right spirit. Today, yes, sir. We've got enough things going around through this world, following after whatever thing comes. Everybody's wanting this and wanting that today, but it ain't in the so much of the fancy things in this life where the joy and the peace comes from, but it's in the Spirit of God today, following after it, doing what he tells you to do this morning. That's where you'll find your peace and your joy and your love this morning. But maybe just this morning I want you to realize the world has nothing to offer you today. They have nothing to offer you this morning, but they'll leave you high and dry today. But the Spirit of God and Jesus Christ today's got everything you need. That's everything in him today. Yes, it is. This morning he is my all in all. Today, yes, sir. I thought about when she was talking about the woman at the well. Did she not leave that place and say, come see a man who told me all things? Yes, surely this is the Son of God. Today, yes, sir. Today, yes, sir. It matters what spirit you're following today. Yes, it does. And I'll just say this today. You better make sure if you're going to sing a song, if you're going to preach the Word of God, if you're going to stand up and testify inside the church house, it better be of the Spirit of God. If not, it'll hurt more than it'll help.
Yes, sir. You say, well, that's awful harsh. I've tried to do it. I've got up behind that book board and I've tried to preach what Abram thought would be a help to the congregation. And guess what? When I left out of the back doors of the church, my body was hurting. I was aching all over. Yes, sir. Because I was trying to preach from what I thought would do somebody good. But I'll tell you what will do somebody good. For them to listen to the Spirit of God and for them to follow after it. This morning, I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you've been through in your life. And I don't even know all the wrong things you've done today. But I'm going to tell you who does. The Lord God Almighty does. He sees all things today. And I'm just going to tell you what. If you holding on to the world, just let go of it and let God. Today, there ain't nothing in the world that'll satisfy you like God can. Yes, sir. Today, I'm going to say this. This morning, you got a lot of youth around here, and I know it ain't Youth Sunday or nothing like that. But I'm going to be honest with you today. Our youth is very vulnerable. Today, it is. You got to be careful what you let them see, what you let them hear. Today, it don't take very much to persuade them into the wrong direction. No, it don't. Today, I'm going to tell you what. You can ask my wife. Today, we don't let our kids watch iPads very much, but we do let them watch it from now and then. But we monitor what they watch. Today, yes, sir. You know why? Because one time, and I know I ain't been funny or critical or nothing like that, but one time we found my oldest daughter watching something she wasn't supposed to be watching, Jeff, and guess what it did? It started proceeding out of her mouth, the things that we didn't allow her to say. You say, wow, you ought to be ashamed of that. I'm just telling you today, church, you better be careful what you let their ears hear today, and be careful what you let their eyes see. Yes, sir, I believe there's a song out there, be careful little ears what you hear, be careful little eyes what you see, for the Father above is something like that, looking down on you or something like that. I'm just telling you, it matters what spirit you follow. Today, yes it does. Today, yes it does. Today, it ain't so much. Today, I'm going to be honest with you today, this morning, the world has got a lot to offer. I know it does. I work in it, Jeff. I know what it's got to offer. I live in it today, but I'm going to tell you what. I've not found no more joy than in the house of God, around God's people. They become family to me, Jeff, more so than my own family is this morning, because the Spirit of God has joined us together today. It's knitted our hearts today, and it's gave me more than I could ever ask for this morning. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. This morning, I want you to realize that it matters that we follow the Spirit. Yes, it does. You say, well, where's that come from? Well, the fourth chapter of Matthew. Jesus was led by the Spirit is what it says. We ought to be led by the Spirit today. Yes, we should. I'm just going to, I can't help it, Jeff. I can't this morning, but today it matters how we handle things. It matters how we handle situations. Yes, it does. From inside the church house to outside the church house, what we say and what we do better be of God. Today, yes, it better. Today, we want people to come into our churches. Well, we better treat them with love when they come in. It doesn't matter what they wear, what they have on, what they look like today. I'm going to tell you what. I don't believe that any of us cleaned up on the outside before Christ cleaned up the inside. This morning, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was just an 8-year-old boy. I wasn't dirty. I hadn't done a lot of sins. I hadn't done a lot of things. Probably didn't listen to my mom and dad a few times. But I hadn't done nothing crazy. But let me tell you something. I couldn't clean myself up this morning. But it all starts on the inside. You let the Spirit of God clean you up, and the outside will begin to come clean. Yes, it will. Today, I'm going to say this. This morning, today, I'm going to be just as honest as I know how to be. We are supposed to love. This morning, yes, we are. Today, we're supposed to love one another. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I didn't love my children, I wouldn't correct them. Today, so don't get upset when somebody tries to correct you out of love. Today, yes, sir. I'm going to say this. We got family that thinks it's okay to live any old way. You're going to get into heaven no matter what. We need today, no, sir. No, sir. Unless you're led by the Spirit, unless the Lord knocks upon your heart's door and you enter through the door, which is Jesus Christ, you will not enter in today. You will split hell wide open. Today, yes, you will. I can't help it today. There's too many churches, too many people being led by the wrong spirit because it feels good to them. Let me just tell you something. It ain't all sunshine in 75 where I live. But by the grace of God today, I still feel His love. Even when I'm in the valley, He is higher ground today. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. This morning. But it matters what spirit you're following today. Yes, it does. Today, and I know it says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Yes, we should this morning. But this morning, if I said it before, I just said it, I know, but I love my two girls back there and my wife more than anything in the world. Today, yes, I do. And me and her do our very best to try to lead and guide them. But if we didn't love them, we would not correct them. Today, we'd let them go do whatever they want to do, Jeff. Not let them go to church. Just let them lay out, do what they want to do, send them here, send them there. But I love them enough to teach them the Word of God, to get them in a church house where they know what the Spirit of God is, because they've seen it fill the hearts of every woman, boy, and girl, every man standing here. I've seen you. I've been in services with you. I've heard you shout. Don't lose your shout. Let me just say that. Don't lose your shout. I'm going to say this, and I ain't picking on you by no means, but this section right here, I'm going to tell you what, y'all have helped me more than you know. Hearing them, bless them, Lord. Amen. And I'm going to be honest with you today. It's helped me more than you know when I start to struggle before I get there. So just keep backing the preacher. I've been in some churches where it's as quiet, it's as hard to preach you've ever seen before, because they could care less whether you're there or not this morning. But I'm gonna say this morning. I'm thankful for the Spirit of God and what it does in my life this morning. But I'm thankful today more so that I have tried the other spirits, Jeff. I have. And it's let me know just how good the Spirit of God really is. Yes, it is. Let me say this. You'll never know fully what all I've ever done. All the sins that I've ever done, Jeff, you'll never know. I'll probably never tell anybody this morning, but God above knows. But I'm going to tell you what. I've done enough stuff. And I don't get me wrong when I say this. You ain't got to go out in the world. Don't go out in the world to know what the wrong spirits are. But I'm going to tell you what. You can feel them. I know it. I know you can. Every church has had it where somebody stood up and tried to testify or sing a song. song that wasn't in the Spirit this morning, and it says the Spirit is easily offended this morning. It wasn't followed after the right Spirit this morning, but it matters this morning what you're following after today. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But I'm going to say this this morning. We ought to love each other enough to hold each other accountable this morning. Yes, we should. We went to that camp about a month ago, I guess, this morning, and there was one thing that we made sure of. We tried to hold them kids accountable. They had to get up at a certain time. They had to read their Bibles. Why is that, Jeff? To try to instill in them that it takes some quiet time with the Lord. It's okay to set some things aside. Can I tell you one thing? I tell a woman I work with, she goes to our church. I tell her all the time, I say work will still be there when you get back. But you've got to give yourself some time. It's the same way with the Lord. You've got to get with the Lord. You've got to spend some time with the Lord to day. Why? Because it's important to know the Spirit and that of God today. Yes, it is. Today. Yes, it is. But I'm going to say this. Maybe just for a minute, I feel like I'm probably about done this morning. But I'm going to say this. The world ain't got nothing to offer you. They don't. And I know I said that. But I feel like today, it's so easy for our children and our young people today to just get out in the world and mamas and daddies just let them do whatever. Mamas and daddies just change their lifestyle because we don't want to tip the boat. Let me just say this, and you may not like it, and that's fine too. But if it was good enough for you growing up, it's good enough for your children. Yes, it is. Today, yes, it is. And I'm going to say this, and you can go read it, I believe, in the second chapter. 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, about the Ark of the Covenant this morning, where I forget his name, but they were going over the threshold, and he put his hand up to prop up the Ark of the Covenant, and God smote him. There he was. God don't need propped up this morning. No, he don't. This morning, he don't need your propping up, but he does want you to spread the word and live for him today. And if you ain't going to be obedient, he'll find somebody that will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. This morning, but I want you to know today, stick to your guns, mamas and daddies, because just like y'all have a youth Sunday, and they're all full, you can blink your eyes and they're all out there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't take what you got now for granted, but you better keep instilling in them, even after they get born again. Today, we're real good at getting them there, but after that, we're like, well, go on, learn it for yourself. But we are to be disciples, and that today, yes, we are. Today, it takes us all. I say it a lot today, but I said it last Sunday at Stoners. I love our elders of our church, and I love being able to look out and see them. All the gray hairs, and don't take offense to it, but this morning, but I love to see you still going today. Yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you what, you young ones, you may not know how good you got it today right now, but just know, if you still got some ones going on, you're going to love them when it comes, when you get a little older. Today, I'll be honest with you, when I was young, 8, 9, 10 years old, I looked up and seen the elders of the church, and I didn't think much of them, Jeff. They had always been there. They were always there. Then one by one, they started to die out. And then guess what? Here they are. The next one's got to step up. And the next one's got to step up this morning. Let me tell you something today. If you ain't following after the right Spirit, when it's your time to step up, you will not be there to step up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't help it this morning. But that's the truth. If you ain't following after the right spirit, if you ain't instilling in your kids and in your family the right spirit and the word of God, today when it comes their time and the world begins to offer them, they'll go after the world today. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. I guess last Sunday was the fullest I've probably ever seen our church today. You say, are you bragging? No, I'm not. But let me just say this. There's still more out there than what you know that are still serving the same God we are. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What did he tell Elijah over there in the cave? He said, I still got 7,000 that ain't about to need a bell. Let me just say this today. The Lord still got them out there. Today, you just keep going on. I promise you today, you ain't alone this morning. You keep following after the Spirit of God, and it'll do you some good. Yes, it will. Yes, it will this morning. I don't know what you came to hear this morning. I don't know. This morning, maybe it wasn't this. But this is all I got today. But I'm thankful that, you know what? I'm thankful for the love of God. Today, they sing that song in the songs of faith, the love of God. And I know all of you probably know it this morning, the third stanza was written on the wall of an insane asylum. Well, you call me what you want to call me this morning, but I know what the Spirit of God feels like. And if one day I end up in an insane asylum for worshiping the Lord this morning, well, you just put me there. Because I'd rather follow the Spirit of God any day than follow the Spirit of the world. Today, you say the world ain't got spirit. Sure, they do. That's what it said. Try the spirits with an S. Today they've got many legion. You say, well, that was a man. I don't believe that was his name. Because he didn't answer when the Christ come up to him. He said, we are legion, for we are many. Today, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Today, but the Spirit of God is singular. There ain't but one right way. There ain't but one way into the kingdom of God, and that's through Jesus Christ this morning. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I don't know today. I've got just so much coming to my heart and mind today. I don't know this morning. But I'm thankful today. It says we are of God in the sixth verse of the fourth chapter of 1 John. It said we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Thanks be unto God. This morning, yes we do. Yes we do today. I'm going to say this. Today, if you ain't ever felt the Spirit of God, if you ain't ever felt the Spirit this morning, and the Lord's bidding you to come, you better just come. If you're out there living in sin and you once lived for the Lord, just come on back home this morning. Just come on home today. I'm going to tell you what, me and my wife got a thing from last week from the Primitive Road or whatever they're called this morning, and we've been listening to it, and you can ask her. Her favorite song, it says, I want to live for him this morning, and in it it says, when I sing, I want to sing for him, and when I talk, I want to talk of him. And when I dream, I want to dream of heaven. Yes, sir. You gotten there yet? Where all you want to do is just live for him this morning. That's when you know you're following after the right spirit this morning. Brother Stephen's got a saying, and I know you probably heard it. And I promise I'm trying to wrap up this morning. It just keeps coming this morning. morning, but Brother Stephen's got a saying, says, the older I get, the cheaper the world gets. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, well, you ain't but 29. I'm going to tell you what. I'll be honest with you. It ain't in the fancy cars. It ain't in the fancy watches, the fancy clothes. But I'm going to tell you what. The richer I get in the Lord, the poorer I feel in the world. Today, yes. Today, I'd rather follow the Spirit of God any day and the Spirit of the Lord than to have the world to hold on to. Because I'm going to be honest with you, the world will hang you out to dry, but the Lord will love you this morning. So just come on home this morning. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you need this morning, but the Spirit of God does. And He's told on you this morning. Yes, He has. You may think that you've got your life hid this morning, but I'm going to tell you what. What's done in secret will be shouted from the rooftop. Yes, it will. You cannot hide what you're doing today, because eventually it'll come out this morning. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I love you this morning. I just want you to realize the world ain't got nothing for you, and the Lord has everything. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This morning, the world ain't got nothing. I'll be honest with you. Today, this morning, you could probably ask my kids, but I've been thinking about this song. They found on some little Bible app about Gideon. This morning, my daughter's been singing it this morning, and sometimes they'll just break out in song. They were the other week this morning. They just broke out. We were at the shoe store, and they just broke out singing some gospel song. I don't even remember what it was. And there for a little bit, I got a little embarrassed. I'll be honest with you, I did this morning, because my youngest one's loud, boy. She ain't got no shame. She'll sing. My oldest one will sing, and I love it this morning. And you know what I did, Jeff? I took a whooping, because I told him, I said, shh, no. But meanwhile, you got over the speakers all the world got to offer this morning. Maybe somebody needed to hear it, and God sent it through the mouth of babes this morning. Yes, sir. This morning, I'll be honest with you, there's times they keep singing the same songs over and over, and I'm just like, well, sing a different song. But you know what? That's what's on their heart, and I'm thankful even through the mouth of babes that the Spirit of God can use them today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You just let them get a hold of the Lord one time, and you'll see how true God really is. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They could be singing anything else, and I can talk about mine because I'm with mine every day. I can't talk about yours. I don't know what yours do, but I can talk about mine. Mine, I'm going to be honest with you. They sing these songs today. Yes, they do. And they want them played over and over and over. And sometimes I'm like, well, I don't really want to hear that. I don't. I'm just telling on myself. But there's a lot of times I have to take whoopings because that's what they feel. And that's what's on their heart to listen to. And there might be something in the songs that they're wanting to hear that I need. If I would slow down for just a minute and smell the roses, I might find out what the Spirit of God is trying to tell me. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. That goes for all of us. Amen. The world's gotten so fast-paced. We ain't got time for this. We ain't got time for that. I'm just being honest with you today. We ain't. We can't set aside this. We can't set aside that. We can't even set aside to, and I know y'all just came through revival. I'm not necessarily talking about that, but we got to cater to this and we got to cater to that. And I'm going to be honest with you. We were talking last Thursday night, I believe it was, about how all these rec departments and stuff used to not play on Sunday. They used to not play on Wednesday, and now that's all they do. They can only play two games on Saturday because it's too hot. Now we're going to play all the games on Sunday. Don't try to keep you out of church. I'm going to be honest with you today. today. They can have it this morning, but I want my kids to know what the Spirit of God feels like today. I'll be honest with you, they ain't going to miss nothing out there, but if they miss heaven, they've missed it all today. We've got to change everything. Want all the churches to conform to this and conform to that. I'm just going to tell you something. I believe old country singer said, you got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. That goes true to here. You better stand for something or the world's going to have you this morning. They'll chew you up and spit you out. Yes, they will. You can have it or not. You cannot like what I'm preaching, and that'll be all right. You can go on out the back doors when you leave here and never have to speak to me again. But I'm going to tell you what, when you lay your head on your pillow at night, you know whether you followed the Spirit of the Lord or you followed the world today. You know. You know. And I don't care what your age is. I don't. I'm going to tell you what. The world looks good. It looks good. It seems like it's got a lot to offer. Well, I want this and I want that. They've got this and they've got that. This way's old fogey. This way don't work no more. I'm going to tell you what this morning. The Spirit of God will lead you. And I'm not saying just here. I don't think that Mountain View or Stoners or anywhere else is the only church that you can be a part of. I don't believe that. That ain't the way I see it. But I'm going to tell you what. You better be where the Spirit of God's leading you. If the Spirit of God's leading you somewhere, you better go this morning. If the Spirit of God's telling you to do something, you better do it. Why? Because it matters today what you do and how you do and how you conduct yourself today. It matters how you raise your kids. It matters what you say in front of them. It matters, it matters, it matters. Yes, it does. It matters what the Spirit of God has told you to do today. I'm going to say this. There's a lot of people in our family. In our families that think we're harsh or because we won't let our kids do this or we won't let our kids do that. I remember growing up, I used to think, well, why can't I do that? They're doing it. Old cousin so-and-so's doing it. Why can't I do it? Old friend so-and-so's missing Sunday to go play ball. Why can't I do it? You know what? Mom and daddy stood firm on it. They stood firm on it. We didn't have church Sunday night or whatever. I might would go play, but I wasn't missing church. Amen. I wasn't missing church. Why is that? I'm thankful for it now, Jeff. I am. I was mad at that time. When old friend so-and-so and cousin so-and-so was getting to lay out of church, didn't have to wake up for Sunday school, could just go do what they wanted to do like a normal day. I'm going to tell you what. Now guess what? Old friend so-and-so and cousin so-and-so's out there in the world sowing wild oats. Amen. Guess what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to sow for the Lord. I'm trying to plant the seeds for the Lord. I'm trying to do all that I can do. Because I've got people behind me that are depending on me to go forward today. Amen. Yes, sir. You say, well, I'm going to tell you what, and I'll bring my remarks to a close. We were up there at that camp, and we got, I guess it was the second or third night, and I had to preach, and I preached on being dedicated. Being dedicated. And I don't know why this is coming back, but I began to preach about how you need to be dedicated to the Lord and dedicated to your doings inside the church and dedicated. You can be dedicated to a lot of things, but
The Lord wants you dedicated to Him. And to be dedicated to Him, you've got to follow after the right spirit and what He tells you to do this morning. But if He's asking you to come, if He's asking you to come back, I know I said I'm about done. I can't help it. It keeps coming this morning. But I thought about the prodigal son this morning. You reckon the father just went out there one day and looked for him and you know, there he came. I believe the father went every day and looked and every day and looked. Let me just say something this morning. I'm here a good bit and I hear you request prayer for John Michael and Whitney. I hear you request prayer for Will and Susan, your brother, and I know there's others. Don't give up on them this morning. Keep following the Spirit of God. Keep going and looking for them. Because I believe one day they're going to come on running back today, and they're going to fall in the Father's arms. And guess what? The Father's going to go kill the fatted calf. He's going to put the ring on them this morning. Just don't give up on them. Just follow after the Spirit and don't turn to the world this morning. It would be easy. It'd be easy. I got a father-in-law. Boy, I've been in... Me and Bailey's been together 10 years, and I've seen him come to church a handful of times, and I know how it weighs on her this morning. I know how it does. I don't ever hardly say nothing to her, but I pray for him. I'd love to see him in the house of God. I ain't going to give up on him, Jeff. When the Spirit leads me to say something, I'll say something to him this morning. Yes, I will. But I keep my mouth shut a lot of times. We go eat at her mom and dad's house every Sunday almost. And guess what? I don't say nothing to him. I don't say a word to him. Why? Because it ain't led by the Spirit. This morning, would I like to say something? Yeah, I would. I'd like to say, well, you need to be in church. You need to do this and you need to do that. But guess what? The Spirit ain't led me to do that. And I don't want to follow the wrong spirit this morning because it matters what we say and how we act towards one another.
Amen.
Yes, it does. That's all I got this morning. I love you. I don't know this morning what you stand in need of. I don't know what you need, but I would to God that you follow after the right spirit. I would to God that you search your heart and make sure that what you say you got, you really got. We were there last Sunday, and Bailey said it on the way home, said, I don't know how anybody could have sat there with a dry eye. My only response was, the fruit don't bear. The fruit don't bear. This morning, I tell you what, the fruit that you bear will tell on you. This morning, it sure will. And say what you want, but the fruit you bear will tell on you whether you got what you say you got. This morning, yes, it will. But I'll turn it back over to Bruce. Y'all can close out how you see fit.